Ginger and Benny scream down the hill. Ginger squints against the wind and Benny's ears flick and flap in the air. The squeaky wheels on their billy cart turn so fast on the dirt track that they could melt at any moment. It's the fastest the two best mates have ever been. The fastest anyone's ever been. Probably. Ginger grips the rope tight. He can feel Benny in the back seat gripping him tight. Their knuckles are white, but they're doing it. They're really doing it. Coogan's not the only one who can survive Dead Man's Hill, Ginger calls to Benny. Eddie Coogan, the sneakiest, cunningest, possibly richest kid in town. He said he rode all the way down Dead Man's Hill last Sunday, but he had no proof. So Ginger and Benny built their own billy cart out of stuff from Ginger's backyard. The frame is made of recycled wood from Mike's kennel, back wheels borrowed from his little brother Dudley's pram, steering rope from the clothesline, front wheels from the wheelie bin, which Ginger can't imagine Dad being too happy about. But here they are, speeding towards their destiny as local celebrities. Ginger can already imagine the look on Coogan's face when he hears the news. "You still filming?" he calls to Benny, his voice trembling from the rough, rocky hill. "Yep," Benny shouts into Ginger's ear. "Hey, Ginge." "Yeah, Benny?" "Pothole." Ginger sees it just in time. He tugs the rope with his left hand and steers around the hole like an expert. Trees flick by and the cart tips so far forward now, it feels like they might flip. Dead Man's Hill is a bit like the Big Dip on a roller coaster, only it's bumpy, strewn with rocks, and has no safety features whatsoever. It's also 10 times longer. Ginger can see town way down the bottom. It's so far down his head starts to spin. Sweat breaks out in little dots on his forehead and nose. "Hey, Ginge." "Yeah?" "Can you see that front left wheel?" "Yep." "Does it look kind of wobbly to you?" Ginger takes his eyes off the hill for a second and looks down. "It does look kind of wobbly." "Yep." "And is the cart shaking a bit?" Benny's right. The cart's trembling like it's almost as terrified as Ginger. "Yeah?" Ginger calls, pulling the rope tighter with both hands to keep the cart moving in a straight line. "Hey, Ginge." "What, Benny?" Ginger shouts over the terrible noise. "Did that wheel just come off?" Ginger checks. It's true. The wheel did just come off. They both scream and the axle, which used to be joined to the wheel, hits a rock and makes sparks shoot up like a firecracker. It grinds along the ground, hitting more rocks and sending little fiery stars flying all over the place. "Help!" Benny screams in Ginger's ear. "Ah!" Ginger shouts. His hands howl with rope burn as he tries to steer the cart, but it's no good. They're heading towards a long, narrow ditch on their left.